Also coming up in the week ahead is the Royal Commission into Child Sexual Abuse. Witnesses will gather in Ballarat tomorrow. In recent days, though, the focus has been on Australia's top Catholic, Cardinal George Pell. Leaks to media suggest he's being investigated by police over allegations of child sex abuse over 40 years. Now, Cardinal Pell has strongly denied the claim he sexually abused minors. Now, to discuss the story, we're joined on the line by child protection advocate Hetty Johnston from Bravehearts. Hetty, thanks for joining us. The allegations against Cardinal Pell are pretty explosive. What do you make about them?
They certainly are. Look, I don't know. I mean, at the end of the day, the Royal Commission was set up to encourage people to come forward with their allegations and with their knowledge of anything untoward, and that information would be forwarded to police and police would investigate, and that seems to be what's happening. So it's it is as it's supposed to be. I mean, I think it must be just awful for anybody to be accused of something like this if they're innocent, but at the end of the day, the court, the system is operating as it should, and as inconvenient as that might be for some people, it's really just too bad. The system's just got to run its course.
Yeah, as you're hinting at, that presumption of innocence, and it's worth noting he is facing no charges at this stage. But does it worry you that the allegations were made public via a leak to media, that they didn't come out at the Royal Commission?
Look, I think that's just the nature of the beast, if you like. I mean, there are people out there who are making these claims who have been hurting for a very long time, and they've been silenced for a very long time. And I think that finally they feel like they've spoken out, they've said something, and maybe they just feel like they just don't want to be quiet anymore. And maybe the leak came from a survivor. I mean, I don't know where it came from.
But do you think that there should be some sort of investigation into who leaked the details to the press, or is this just a waste of energy? Are we focusing on the wrong thing here?
Yeah, totally wasting energy. I mean, at the end of the day, the system is operating as it should. The police have not made any comment that isn't totally, respectful of everybody's position in what's going on at the moment. We're wasting time. We're shooting the messenger here. People who've been harmed in this way have a right to speak out. They've been silenced for too long. So, of course I'm an advocate for survivors, so I'm going to take that position. I just think, just let them... there've been allegations before, so it's not as if it's a revelation, really.
Mm. We're hearing detectives are considering going to Rome to interview him about these fresh allegations. But when it comes to the Royal Commission, do you think there's now more pressure on Cardinal Pell to testify in person in Australia rather than via video link from Rome?
Absolutely. I mean, I can't speak too highly of the Royal Commission. It's just doing the best job, and it's giving survivors everywhere so much courage to come forward. And it's this very powerful commission of inquiry. And we hoped that it would have the ability to get people to the table that needed to be there. And it seems like, it feels like from those who are not associated with the church, I suppose, that the church is again able to sort of wheel its way out of this one. I mean, it's not a good look for the church. And it doesn't. And I have to say, this says nothing about Christianity. It says nothing about the good people of the Catholic Church. It just is not a good look. And I would hope that if he can't come back to Australia, if this is a genuine health reason, so we have to respect that, but that he find his way to the embassy, Australian embassy in Rome, which should be a short car ride, and give his evidence there on Australian turf, if you like, and give the people who spent their whole lives, victims and their families, the opportunity to participate in this incredible Royal Commission that we're having that is confronting lifetime of people. It's really important that they're there, and I think we have to do everything we can as a nation to make sure that happens.
Hetty Johnston from Bravehearts, thanks for your time this evening.
Thanks for having me.